الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in his glorious book, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is no doubt. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for those people who have taqwa. Anytime we make a decision about, or anytime we decide how to interact with the world, we always look at a series of variables in order to decide whether we'll benefit from something or we won't benefit from it. For example, let's say that there's a class that you want to take, it's a university class. So there's several questions you can ask yourself about that class. You can say, okay, is the teacher good? Is the book good? Is the class itself something on a topic of interest? Will I be able to benefit from that class? Have students who previously took that class benefited from that class? So there's a whole series of variables that people look at before they make a decision about whether they want to take that class. Now, the class might be a great class, but you know that every single person who takes that class comes out with a C. And so it's not worth it for you to take a chance in getting a low grade, so you'll decide not to take that class. On the other hand, the class might be so good that even a C is worth it because you want to gain knowledge in that particular area. So there are so many variables that we look at when we decide whether we'll be able to benefit from something. We look at the teacher, we look at the book, we look at the students, we look at the subject matter, etc. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting in this first ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah that there are variables involved in benefiting from the Holy Quran. Now, when you pick up the Holy Quran, you're going to interact with the book. So the first variable is the book itself. The second variable is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The third variable is the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. The fourth variable is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth variable is the subject matter. And then the sixth variable is us. So that's all of the variables that go into this equation. Right? Is the book going to be beneficial? What does the book carry? Who wrote the book? Whose words are the book? Who transmitted the book? Who explicated and taught the book? And then who's reading the book? So all of these are variables that come into play when we look at our interaction with the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically in this first ayah establishes that most of the variables which normally exist in life, in the case of the Holy Quran, they become constants, except one. Now, when you talk about a class, you can ask yourself, is the book good or is the book not good? You can ask the students, did you buy that book? Right? So you register for a class, you ask the students, here's the book list, this is the book the professor told me to get, should I buy it? Some students will say, the book is horrible. Somebody might say, the book is good. Depending on who you speak with, you will or you won't buy that book. Well, in the case of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there is no doubt. So right off the bat, it's being established that this book, as opposed to any other book, has absolutely no doubt within it. So that variable is removed. Number two, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for the people of taqwa. So the subject matter is, there's no variable in the subject matter. Now, when you take a class, you can say, am I interested in organic chemistry or am I not interested in organic chemistry? Or you can say, am I interested in physics or am I not interested in physics? But the reality is that in the case of guidance, there's no question of interest. It's a guidance for those people of taqwa. So the subject matter variables is removed as well. There's no issue there with the Holy Quran. Then you look at whose words it is, the words of Allah. You're not going to find words more powerful anywhere in the universe. Then you look at who transmitted it, the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. There's no doubt about his transmission. In fact, exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him was exactly what he delivered to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you look at the explicator of the book, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one more perfect, no creation has been created in a more perfect manner. So every single variable that normally exists in our interaction with types of knowledge in this world, they don't exist in the, with the Holy Quran. There's no doubt in the book. There's no doubt in the revealer of the book. There's no doubt in the one who brought the book. There's no doubt in the one who explicated the book. And there's no doubt in the effects of the book. One, because Allah is stating, هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's a guidance. And two, because we have 1400 years of proof that those people who submit themselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they benefit. And that their lives change and that they do incredible things. There's no issue, there's no question there in any of our minds. So all of these variables that exist in interacting with types of knowledge, they all become constants in our interaction with the Holy Quran except one. And that is us. Right? The last variable that exists in a class is what we're going to do while we're in that class. Are we going to study? Are we not going to study? Are we going to put in time? Are we going to do the assignment? Are we going to go to class? That becomes that's an important variable. Right? I mean, if there's a class that's offered at 6 o'clock in the morning and you know you're not going to be able to get there, you're not going to sign up for it, no matter how good the class is. So, in the same way, the only variable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes in this verse is that you have to have taqwa. That's the only question. If you have taqwa, then you'll be someone who will benefit from the Qur'an. And if you don't have taqwa, then you won't benefit from the Qur'an. And so, in our interaction with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should recognize that the essential characteristic, the essential factor that determines whether we benefit or we don't benefit, is our taqwa. There's no other issue involved. If you have taqwa, and you aim to inculcate what is present in the book in your daily life, and you aim to submit to the words that are present in the book, and you aim to make it something that will shape and form you, you'll benefit from it. And if not, you're not going to benefit from it. You can read it over 25 times. It's not going to affect you. There are people, you can go to universities today, there are people who study the Quran in such depth that they would outweigh in their information many of our ulama. But they don't practice the book. And they have no intention of submitting themselves to the book, so it doesn't provide them any benefit, despite the fact that they know the book inside out. And there's another group of people, they know very little about the book, but anytime they hear anything from the book, they submit themselves to it. And you see them progressing, and you see them attaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue is submission. That's what it boils down to. To submit and to have taqwa in your life. If you have these two characteristics, you benefit. It's a very simple equation. So there's no need to sit and worry about all the other variables. Is the book going to guide me? Am I going to benefit? Who revealed it? Who explicated it? Etc. The only one issue is us. And that's what we should be asking ourselves. Why aren't we benefiting, or why are we benefiting from the book? And so each of us should look at our own lives and ask that question. Are we choosing to live a life of taqwa? If so, you'll benefit from it. There's no doubt. And if not, it's not going to benefit you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to choose a life of taqwa and to inculcate and walk along the path of the muttaqeen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.